Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with the one and only Laura Downs, who's bringing Holes in the Sky, a cool project co-produced with Washington Performing Arts here, on February 23rd to 6th. And Laura, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, so nice to be with you.
Now, before we get into the show itself, what's in a title? Is it a Georgia O'Keeffe quote?
It's a quote from this letter that she wrote to her best friend when she was very young, but like everything was changing in her life. She was just sort of starting to see her future. She had had her very first art show. She had met, you know, the love of her life. And she's writing about all the things that she wants her life to be, this vision of this big, full life. And that quote just caught me. I want music that makes holes in the sky. It just really spoke to me. You know, how to open up your sky and make things that, you know, are just powerful and life-changing.
All right, so pivoting to the show itself, because, when this airs, our listeners are going to want to, you know, not only run out, you know, be able to get the album and everything, but to go see it live. This is the really cool part. So what do we expect from the live show itself? Is it you at the piano? And I know you'll be with Rhiannon Giddens, who we know from Nashville. She's also a Grammy winner, MacArthur Genius winner. Needs no introduction, but how exactly is that set up with the two of you?
Yeah, so we're doing some things together, some songs, a couple of things that are her original material, some songs that are, you know, just favorites of ours from all women composers. This is all music by women. So some really beautiful songs with texts actually from Langston Hughes by a composer named Margaret Bonds, really beautiful stuff. And then I'm doing a bunch of solo stuff, everything from, you know, Billie Holiday and Nina Simone and Joni Mitchell to world premieres by composers who are living and working today. It's really very genre fluid. It's kind of all over the musical map, and everything's just so beautiful. And I think really reflects that kind of optimism and sense of, you know, empowerment that's in that title. And then we also have some very special guests, some young ladies from Eleanor Roosevelt High School who are going to join us for a wonderful song cycle set to texts by phenomenal women, including Eleanor Roosevelt herself, Maya Angelou. So that's really exciting because I love working with young artists and, you know, sort of bridging this generation gap too, as well as the genre divide. So I think it's going to be this just a very exciting, inspirational, and sort of joyful show. And it's the first time that so much of this music is being heard anywhere in the world. So that's always a really special night.
I love that. You know, not only female composers, but also, you know, poets and you know, from the world of literature. You're taking actual, you know, written text and putting it to music here with these young singers. That's really great. Tell me about what working with, I mean, you've performed with so many different people over, and we'll get to, you know, we'll run through the list of names on the album version of this in a second. But just Rhiannon herself, what makes working with her so great?
You know, she and I, really, of everyone I know and everyone I work with, we are so closely aligned in kind of our musical vision, I think. We come from sort of different, you know, parts of the musical landscape, but we both share this sort of obsessive desire to retell the story of American music by uncovering hidden voices and fitting all the parts together in unexpected ways. So when we encountered each other's work a few years ago now, you know, there was just this immediate kismet, and we love working together. We're both so busy and on the road all the time, and so we don't get to spend as much physical time together as we'd like, but when we do, whether it's on stage or in the studio, just every single time some magic happens, and we really kind of lean on each other for ideas and inspiration. It's great. She texted me a couple weeks ago. We're doing a show in Boston in May, and she said, "Hey, you know, what do you think about doing some music by Hazel Scott, who is this incredible woman who was a jazz pianist and singer and actor in the 1930s, 40s, 50s, but, you know, not that well known. Although Alicia Keys just gave a shout out at the Grammys, which was cool.
But now she's known.
Great minds, right? So Rhiannon asked me this, and I'm like, dude, I just recorded something of hers on my new album. Stop reading my mind. And it's always like that with us. We're always just sort of, you know, crossing paths. It's great.
It's weird. It's like stuff like that just hovers out there in the universe, and it kind of trickles down to multiple people and their our brains at the same time, I think. It's weird how that kismet happens. So in addition to Rhiannon, I know, you know, this is the tour that you're doing. You're touring the Holes in the Sky, but it's also an album. And, you know, running down, if you look at the list of people that you perform with on the actual album, these are some really heavy hitters, women in the world of music. Why don't you list them for me so I can actually use the soundbite?
Sure. Judy Collins, Rhiannon Giddens, Layla McCullough, just, oh my God, doing such amazing, interesting things with her voice and her cello and her brain. Simona Dinnerstein, one of my favorite pianists. Rachel Barton Pine, who's a violinist who does everything from Bach to heavy metal. Alicia Hall Moran, who is, I mean, I like to call her a weirdo. She's just she's one of the most courageous, out-of-the-box musicians I know. Incredible singer, just full of daring. Yeah. Mangos Herrera, who's a Mexican jazz singer who has just had this huge success with her album Dreamers. And then some younger women, Ifetayo Ali-Landing, who's an up-and-coming young cellist out of Chicago, and the vocal group Musicality, also based in Chicago. Again, you know, it's three generations of American women coming together, and it's really exciting. I left out Hila Plitman, another magical vocalist with just this incredible range.
How did you go about actually choosing these and reaching out to them? Because I'm sure everyone has a busy schedule with their own, you know, recitals and concerts. So how did you actually pluck them?
Well, this has been the craziest making of an album. I put on so many miles putting this music together. I traveled to North Carolina, New Orleans, New York, Chicago, L.A. Just it was quite the road trip because, yeah, we are all so busy. And, you know, when we were looking at schedules, there was usually exactly one day, you know, when we could connect in some city somewhere. Some of these people I've been working with for a long time, and some I've just really admired. Some, like Judy Collins, you know, are just icons. And I just did something crazy and brave and reached out, you know, out of the blue. And I think that there's something about this project that really, really spoke to all the women. This concept of collaboration, of really honoring the past and celebrating the future. It's about legacy. It's about sisterhood. It's about, you know, all of these voices. When we're talking about women who were writing music in the 1920s, 1930s, you know, these are voices that just needed to be heard. And within lives that were confined by the times, you know, they managed to sing out. And that's something so really beautiful and worth celebrating. So I think there's been a lot of joy and trust in the making of this music. And the other thing that's been really incredible is that all of us, every single person on this album has done something slightly out of their wheelhouse. You know, we're always kind of leaning out of our centers of gravity, comfort zones. We come into the studio together and, you know, the idea is let's try something new. Let's try this and see if it works. Let's both, you know, kind of just jump off a ledge and see where we end up. And that's been really exhilarating. Even with Judy, the song that we recorded together, Albatross, it's one of the first songs she wrote. She wrote this song in 1967. She's performed it countless times. She's recorded it. I think this is the third recording. But it was a new arrangement. You know, we'd never worked together. And I just saw her taking her curiosity and her courage in hand and, you know, just trying something new with this song that is so, so deep in her bones. It's been a really moving experience for me.
I mean, it sounds like it. It's all, and also, before we go, I want to touch on, isn't it all in conjunction with Plan International, their Because I Am a Girl initiative? Explain what that is.
Yeah, so, you know, I firmly believe everything I do as a musician and as a human is based on the belief that music and art are essential to the lives of human beings. But there are also other things that are central to the lives of human beings, like, you know, food and water and healthcare and education. So with this project, I've really reached out sort of out of my world of the arts to connect with organizations that are doing the rest of the work to support young girls and women across the globe. Plan International is one. They're working, you know, really around the world, trying to ensure that girls have the right to an education and to a future. I'm also partnering with other nonprofits here in the U.S., the Lower East Side Girls Club, which is really just breaking, you know, cycle of poverty in New York and putting incredible options and choices in the hands of girls. Women's Empowerment is a group that's fighting homelessness and having tremendous success with reentry for women and families. So it's been really fulfilling and motivating to, you know, put this music together with organizations that are doing work in other aspects of human well-being and seeing what the results are. And it's giving me all kinds of ideas about my future.
Well, I love it though, because, you know, you're reaching with all these young girls, you know, you might find the next Laura Downs, you know, you might inspire the next person, which brings me to my final question. What was that for you? What, I mean, obviously these organizations didn't exist probably, you know, they're probably more recent, but what was it for you? What inspired you? How'd you even get into the piano? Was it your parents? Was there a mentor? I want to know about you.
Yeah. You know, and that's one thing. I think that I and probably all of the women on this album were really motivated to be good mentors and good role models, because I will say that coming up when I did, most everyone that I was looking to for guidance, you know, they were all men, honestly. Right. My very first piano teacher was a woman and I adored her and she really set me on my path in some beautiful ways. But going forward, you know, through conservatory and through the beginnings of my career, I really always had men around me. And so it's very thrilling for me now when I see that I am, you know, serving as a role model for young girls. In fact, I was at a big music conference in Detroit 2 weeks ago, and the mom of one of the young girls who was there performing came up to me and she said, "I want you to know these girls watch you. They watch everything you do. They watch you on social media. They, you know, they follow you and you just are a light for them." And just to hear that really just gave me so much, I don't know, pride, satisfaction, because I really do think that for young people, you know, you've got to see someone who looks something like you, you know, whether that's a question of gender or race or just basic outlook, you've got to have models who you can relate to. So for me to be that is very thrilling. I had wonderful people guiding me. I've been so fortunate, but I think my approach to the next generation is, you know, look, I'm like you, you know, you can do this too.
That's so awesome. Well, thank you for not only for that hard work, but for joining us here. You're generous with your time. And we're excited to see the show. Again, everybody, it's February 23rd at 6 to 9. It's called Holes in the Sky. Final pitch. Why should people come out? They heard this interview. Why should they come?
Because you're going to be the first to hear some of this music that's just so incredible. I mean, you can hear in my voice, I'm so excited about this music. And I think that the energy in the room at 6th and I is going to be something really special. I think it's, you know, this is the launch of something big. This is the launch of something that's not just a tour. It's not just an album. I really feel like it's a movement and it's going to be bringing people together across so many different lines and interests and backgrounds. So come and be with us to get it all started. It's going to be a celebration.
So this is the launch. This launches the tour. Where are you taking it after? Do you know? We get the first sneak peek, but where else?
Oh my goodness. Then I'm off to, we do LA, New York, Spokane, Washington, Boston, all over the place. It's going to be fast and furious and really exciting. I love this part of it, honestly. I love just, you know, being on the road and bringing the music to all the people and meeting new faces and just, you know, experiencing what happens when the music gets shared.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, Laura. You were great.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
All right. Good luck with the tour.